Arcadia Queen working into the clear, into the straight, and Deploy swings two in front from Baller and Arcadia Queen, revved up by McDonald, and the mare is starting to close in quickly. Arcadia Queen lays it down to Deploy, and they're broken clear from the rest. Wide out Trope is running on, but Arcadia Queen at the 100, two lengths clear from Trope, is going into a clear second. Then came Gem Song, but the Queen of the West, Arcadia Queen, too good in the Theo Marks, won it by two lengths to Trope.
Gem Song, well, there's been a big boom for a long time and a big build-up, and she didn't let anyone down. It was soft in the end, and she ran the time. James McDonald joins me now on Racing Pulse. Morning, J-Mac. Congratulations. She looks some horse.
Yeah, morning. How are you? Yeah, she was pretty good. She did everything right. She had the nice barrier to race a bit positive and behind the leaders, and she did the rest. She's very smart.
You've been on plenty of good ones. Do they have a different feel, and does she give you that different feel of an elite animal?
No, she gives you probably the same feel, but obviously the young mare now, she's just basically taking everything in her stride. She's a little bit fresh from Saturday, and she's probably a little bit nervous as well. She had a lot of nervous energy going to the stalls, and but I'd say from here on in, she'll get better and better.
Well, that's the big question. I suppose it's an interesting campaign, because Chris has said post-race that she'll probably now just go straight into the Everest, freshen her up back to 1,200 metres. What are you expecting? Have you welded yourself onto the seat? Are you going to ride her in the Everest? And if you do, do you think she's the one to beat?
Obviously, she's got a slot, so that's the starting point anyway, so they're not chasing that. And whatever Chris does with her, whether he gives her one more or goes straight in, totally up to them, but whatever he does, it'll be the right decision. He's done it many times before with these good horses and handled these good horses, so there's no reason why he can't do it with this one.
Does she feel like a sprinter, or a horse that could be even better when she gets further out in distance, like we saw her do in the Kingston Town?
She probably could do anything. Mm. If she's she'll be trained to the minute, so she'll be able to be peaking for whatever day she wants to be peaking for.
If Chris came to you and said, of all my horses that I've got in the Everest, you can choose whoever you want. Is it her?
He's got the Enticing Star as well, which is going really well. And he's got a really strong hand. I think he might even have two or three in it. So he's definitely going to have a strong hand in it. And, whatever one he decides to put me on, it'd be nice to ride one of them anyway.
Well, she was the star of the day. It was a hot Golden Rose. Kubrick, fourth. He hit the line really nicely. How good do you think this horse could be? And is he a Caulfield Guineas contender?
Yeah, for sure. He's a really nice colt going forward. He was a bit parade, a bit boyish in the parade ring. He was bouncing around. He didn't know what he was really there for. And I thought he ran really well, especially considering the track was a bit unfair. He was favouring leaders. And they were sprinting home in really quick time, so it made our job pretty much impossible. But he basically ran home the same sort of sectionals as the winner, and looking towards the 7 furlongs to a mile, he looks ideally suited.
Going to be an interesting race day this Saturday for you, because we get to see Very Elegant again in the George Main. I suppose the jury's out on her first up run. What do you make of it, and how do you think she's progressing?
Yeah, no, she'll be fine. There's forecast for a bit of rain this week, so that's going to really suit her. And so more rain, the better. And I expect her to bounce back, and especially over a bit further, a furlong longer, and she'll run really well.
In the shorts, are you on in her time on Saturday?
I think so, yeah. Pretty sure I am. I haven't spoken to Gesty late, but I think I am.
What do you make of the performance of Gatting winning the Group 1, and more importantly, Mystic Journey, who you're probably going to come up against in a Cox Plate?
Yeah, those Perth horses are flying, aren't they? So you can name the bottom to a few of them. They're probably the right horses to be on at the moment. And obviously, there was a very even sort of field there on Saturday, and I thought there was a case for a few of them. But take nothing away from the winner. The winner got the job done, and I thought Anthony rode the mare super as well, so she had a chance to run down the leader, but couldn't. But I think there's a few cases for a few of them out of that race.
Yeah, I think it'll be a form race for the spring. J-Mac, you're riding in outstanding form as always. Well done on the weekend.
Thank you.
Cheers. James McDonald, interesting to get his thoughts on Arcadia Queen as he